And I said to him, now, Timmy, we're Christians and we don't hate anyone because Jesus tells us not to hate, but to love and pray for those who don't love us. Timmy later came to us and said, I don't hate them. I just hate the tough they do. Tim is now 38 years old. And do you know, Pastor Irv, I have never heard the word hate come out of his mouth in all those years since that incident.
Praise the Lord.
Now, I'm not saying he's an angel. He still takes after his mother from time to time. But I am saying that if we train, as you said in your message, if we train a child in the way that he should go, that training is going to stick with them. The commander has gone through a living hell as well these last couple of years. He has some real enemies. Mm-hmm. But a while back, we were talking about it, and he said to me, Sam, I don't like what they're doing, but I don't hate them.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus in the 15th chapter of John, verse 12, says, this is my commandment that you may love me, as I've loved you. And I do love you as I did my son Timmy many years ago. Stay away from a hating spirit. It can end up destroying you. It can make you an unlovely person. And you're not an unlovely person. There's good in everybody. But we have to work on it. I have to work on being the wonderful, nice guy that I am.
That takes a lot of work.
I have to work and on having an attitude that is incorporated, if I can use that big word, with the agape love that God wants us to possess. God loves you and I today, friends. He even loves a country preacher. Think of that.
Wow.
Amen.
Amazing.
And the death of Jesus on the cross proves he loves us all. Go with the flow that God would have you go with, and you will find that the burdens of life will be so much lighter and so much better when you replace bad attitudes with good ones and hatred with love. And with that said, country preacher, what's the next song?
Why can't we, the Isaacs? Oh, right. Beautiful song.